Medieval History, April 14th through 17th. Tuesday, April 14th. History Unit, The Vikings. Lesson 6, End of the Viking Age. Lesson 6, Socratic Questions. Keep this question in mind as you study this lesson. How does religion affect a culture? Objective: be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Number 1. Differentiate between art and artifacts of pre-Christian and post-Christian Vikings. Number 2. How did the coming of Christianity affect the Vikings' way of life and society? Introduction to Lesson 6. Last week we learned about the Vikings' entry into the European scene by trading, raiding, establishing settlements, and finally becoming Christians, which preserved and expanded Europe. Today we will examine some Viking material culture, meaning art and artifacts, identifying each item as pre-Christian or post-Christian. Then we will conclude our unit on the Vikings by telling the story of how the coming of Christianity affected the Vikings' way of life in an essay. Viking material culture, artifacts and art. Look at the images on the next page. Closely observe their details and take a guess as to whether they were made before, label with a 1, or after, label with a 2, the coming of Christianity. Page 3 is contained with images. Page 4. Now that you have made a guess as to whether each image depicts something made before or after the coming of Christianity, they have each been labeled as before, 1, or after, 2, the coming of Christianity, along with descriptions. You are not required to read all of the descriptions, but you may use them to supplement, not replace, the evidence you draw from textual sources in your essay. Number 1. The lower panel of this runestone has 3 figures who hold a spear, a hammer or club, and a sickle. Because the weapon of Odin was the spear of Gungnir, that of Thor, the hammer Mjolnir, and because Freyr is identified with farming, the figures have been identified as these 3 gods. The upper scene also has 3 figures, which are considered to be the same gods. A large bird that may be a crane or goose is shown bending its head over Freyr. Number 1. Reconstruction of a pagan place of worship excavated in Borg, Norway, with 2 rooms on either side of a central hallway. A stone foundation interpreted as a holgar, altar, is at the far end of the hallway from the entrance. 2 amulet rings were found near this, and 98 amulet rings and 75 kilograms of unburned animal bones, including numerous skulls and jawbones, were found in the paved area in front of the entrance, suggesting the building had been used for ritual feasts. In the 11th century, the building and its yard had been covered with a thick layer of gravel and a church erected 100 meters away. Number 1. Pre-Christian Thor's Hammer Amulets. About 50 of these have been found, both from the same hoard at Mandemar, Denmark. 1 hammer is decorated with gold foil. Page 5. Osberg Ship Burial, number 1, dated by the age of the wood to autumn of 834 AD. The skeletons of 2 women were found in the grave with the ship. 1, probably aged around 80, suffered badly from arthritis and other maladies. The 2nd was initially believed to be aged 25 to 30, but analysis of tooth root translucency should suggest she was older, perhaps age 50 to 55. It is not clear which one was the more important in life, or whether one was sacrificed to accompany the other in death, a practice attested in multiple sources. The younger woman had a broken collarbone, initially thought to be evidence that she was a human sacrifice, but closer examination showed that the bone had been healing for several weeks. The opulence of the burial rite and the grave goods suggest that this was a burial of very high status. One woman wore a very fine red wool dress with a lozenge twill pattern, a luxury commodity, and a fine white linen veil and a gauze weave, while the other wore a plainer blue wool dress with a wool veil, possibly showing some stratification in their social status. Neither woman wore anything entirely made of silk, although small silk strips were appliqued onto a tunic worn under the red dress. There were also the skeletal remains of 14 horses, an ox, and 3 dogs found on the ship. Below is an account of a different ship burial. Arab traveler observes a Rus burial on the Volga, A.D. 921. I heard that at the deaths of their chief personages they did many things, of which the least was cremation, and I was interested to learn more. At last I was told of the death of one of their outstanding men. They placed him in a grave and put a roof over it for 10 days, while they cut and sewed garments for him. If the deceased is a poor man, they make a little boat, which they lay him in and burn. If he is rich, they collect his goods and divide them into 3 parts, one for his family, another to pay for his clothing. Number 2. Most likely a Christian cross pendant, possibly a Thor's hammer. The beast's head incorporated into the pendant is unusual for amulets of this type, found near Fossey, Iceland. Page 6. Number 2. Runestone in Jelling, Denmark. The Victorious Christ. Frequently appears in early Germanic art. It is likely that Christian missionaries chose to present Christ as a figure of strength and victory because of its cultural appeal in Scandinavia, rather than as the suffering Christ that appears in much English art. An inscription reads, King Harold commanded that stone to be erected to commemorate Gorm, his father, and Thyra, his mother. That Harold, who subjugated all Denmark and Norway and made the Danes Christian. Number 2. Heddal Stave, Church in Norway. A stave church is a church of a type built in Norway from the 11th to the 13th century, the walls of which were constructed by upright planks or staves. The church is a triple-nave stave church and is Norway's largest stave church. It was constructed at the beginning of the 13th century. After the Reformation, the church was in a very poor condition, and a restoration took place during 1849 to 1851. However, because the restorers lacked the necessary knowledge and skills, yet another restoration was necessary in the 1950s. The interior is marked by the period after the Lutheran Reformation in 1536-1537, and is for a great part a result of the restoration that took place in the 1950s. Number 2. Christian Viking Cross Crucifix Pendant from Valbo, Sweden, 11th century A.D. This concludes the new material for Tuesday, April 14th. The following pages comprise of a 1-paragraph essay to be taken as a quiz grade. Page 7. Looking back at and closely analyzing the primary sources we've read for the past 5 days on the Vikings, construct an essay answering the following question. How did the coming of Christianity affect the Vikings' way of life and society? You may find it helpful to think about the effects in some of the following areas. Geography, religion, art, politics, economics, and science. You are not required to write an outline, but you should underline your thesis in your essay. Your argument should include at least two ways in which Christianity affected the Viking society, and for each one should contrast what Viking society was like before and after the coming of Christianity. For every point you make, you should provide evidence directly related to part of a primary source. You may supplement evidence from textual sources with the images of Viking material, culture, art, and artifacts. If you no longer have access to your primary sources from last week, they are included below. You may find recordings of this primary source from last week. That includes pages 8, 9, 10, and 11. And also 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.